I can leave my baby with Divya and I know it will be fine. I think in India, I want to attempt Dream 11.
Did it require like close personal connection with someone to be able to work with them in a creative way?
Me and Rohan have written everything from award shows to radio shows to television.
Fevicol ke saath itna achha kaam hota tha ki after 3-4 years, then my neighbors would ask, is baar Fevicol ke ad mein kya hone wala hai?
When you can just take credit for other people's work, it's just so much better.
Alright. Tanmay, before we go into, you know, your own content journey and so on, one takeaway from this conversation that was an aha for you.
From today's conversation?
Mm-hmm. Or was it all something that you had thought of or knew beforehand?
I think this was the first time that I was meeting and hanging out with Revant. Ah. So I think I understood a lot more about his brand, which actually kind of like I had never understood the potential of his brand. That was kind of cool. It was cool to sit with Shashank and who comes from almost the opposite end, right? Which is, you know, builder first, then also he had the creator DNA.
Yeah.
So that was really fascinating to hear from him. Saiba and me are already really good friends. It was fun to hang out. So yeah, it was perspectives from different sides of the arc. That was fun. And in general, answering questions about your craft kind of gives you clarity about, you know, it's like when you read a book, it's only when you apply it to your own life. So just self-reflecting on your own thing, articulating why you do what you do, that is always useful. So
people think you teach when you become an expert, but very few people realize you become an expert in the
during the process of, actually this is reflection, right? It's reflection and being candid with yourself. That I think is always fun to do.
Awesome. Some rapid fire stuff. Most embarrassing moment with a client once you've become a well-known creator, but you still kind of, the process of creation is still high risk. So one embarrassing risque moment.
Embarrassing risque moment. I think the act of trying to go viral implies that you bet on risky ideas.
Yeah.
And betting on risky ideas means you're going to slip on the banana peel and fall.
You're going to be stupid sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, you're just going to be it. So you can't fear being embarrassed. I to go in with the caveat of, dekh bhai, risk le rahe, to saath mein same boat hona zaruri hai. You can't be fearful of it. There's no embarrassment that I won't own.
How do you salvage a failed campaign or a failed post or a failed content piece? Do you salvage it? Do you ruminate over it? But how do you salvage it?
Yeah, I think after these many years, there's two types of ideas. There's one that's a safe one, which is, you know, this will work. You just know. And the other is like, right? So you always have the riskier one and you have the safe option. So the easiest way to salvage is, if the risky one didn't pay off, just go back to try and test it. This just works. This has happened in, you know, I don't want to name brands and all, but there are a lot of brands where I've done multi-film campaigns for, where if one doesn't work, then you just know that this next celebrity one, this will guarantee, this will work.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the only way to salvage is just get back and, you know, slam the hammer again. It's like a batsman, like, okay, what do you do after getting a duck? Just shut up and try and get 100 again.
Yeah.
Just get back to doing the thing that you know will do well.
One brand you'd really like to work with, globally or in India?
I think in India, I wanna attempt Dream 11.
Yeah.
Cause I love the big pressure. You know, Dream 11 comes once a year, owns everything during the most emotional high fervor, and the pressure is a lot every time, right? I think Dream 11 would be a fun one to write for, because it's just high pressure. I think years after doing cred, like now I relish it also, because every year IPL starts coming around and everyone starts making me say, "Is baar kya ho raha hai?" And then I love doing this. I think this is going to happen with Bold Care also. First one was such a this thing. Like, how do we keep beating that? I think so. That stress is very fun.
It's interesting you say that, Piyush Pandey.
I think the thing I tell Divya is, that being someone who does great work is easier than being someone who never does something bad.
Yeah.
Like, I really value that. Like, the thing I tell Divya is, I would love it if every year we sit down and we go through all the things that we did, yeah. all the ads that we made, and it was a fun watch.
Yeah.
Like, this happens with Ayappa's ads, yeah. right? Like, if you go to Ayappa's YouTube channel, you can actually watch 45 minutes of banger commercials.
Yeah.
You're actually just watching ads after ads.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. And so far, I gotta say, yeah. so far, I sometimes tell Dave saying, bro, this year's slate was pretty good.
Yeah.
Even for this, you know, relatively unknown brand, this was really good.
Yeah.
Even in this space, this was really good. Like, this was unexpected that for this kind of product also, we made it entertaining.
Yeah.
So the metric is that, kya hum ad dekh ke trip le sakte kya? That I think is a fun one.
Who are the content creators you really look up to today? Like, who you think that you learn a lot from when you watch them operate, either from an advertising standpoint or from comedy or from any of the fields that you operate in? Who do you learn from, look up to a lot?
Oh, there's so many. But you know, like, me and Zakir are
yeah.
really good friends. I think Zakir is, he's just an absolute master of conversation, and like, conversation with him for 3 hours is a masterclass in, you know, controlling an audience, you know, like, legitimately brand building. Like, brand Zakir is so strong. I love Zakir. I just love talking to Zakir, and it's usually on my calendar. Like, once a month there's a mehfil where I get to go spend 4 or 5 hours with Zakir.
He's a very deep thinker, emotionally deep human being.
Yeah, Zakir is like, the stories are a product of like compounding wisdom, right? Like, he's able to walk on a stage with a very vague idea of what story he wants to tell, and he will captivate you for 2 hours. It's inhuman, actually,
really?
What he does. It's inhuman what he does. No one is even close to that level of conversational skill, I think. My friend Kunal Kamra is really, like, he's super interesting. Kunal, you would not associate Kunal with farming.
Yeah.
Kunal has a full farming startup that he's working on.
Really?
Yeah, he took 3 years out to just understand soilless.
Agriculture.
Yeah, understand agriculture. It's a whole different thing. He's recently started talking about it publicly. That's why I don't mind saying it. But that is insane. The
yeah.
ability to just be like, I am just curious about this. Let me just dig deep.
Literally.
Yeah. Kunal's great.
Any of the upcoming ones that you really like? Like, who's like, cool, this is so good to see this person do so well.
Yeah. Yo, Samay.
Yeah.
So Samay is a dear friend, and I think of him as a younger brother. And I've always told Samay that I think he's, first of all, his relentless curiosity for jokes and his penchant for having a good time at anything is so infectious. Like, I have never gotten on a call with Samay and not ended up in a fun, happy, jokey mood. Fiercely loyal. My worst times, like, I just know that talking to him would be a pick-me-up. I think at a skill level, I find there are people who are extremely good at like joke writing, or, you know, prose or whatever they're, you know, what people know them for. But at a deeper level, they have an understanding of mass manipulation.
Yeah.
They have an understanding of crowd control. They have an understanding of brand building. So amongst, I think Zakir is one of them. I would think Samay is also extremely skilled at that. It looks very chutkula, bakchodi,
yeah.
But a deeper understanding of that is just someone who just knows how to elevate a brand. Someone who knows if X, then what? X plus Y equals to what? He's excellent at it. So there are very few people I would consider as like peers of just pure idea based stuff. I think Samay is definitely one of them. So I'm very lucky like that. I have friends who I can talk intellectual stuff also, who I can do bakchodi also, I can work also. That I think I'm lucky that I get to work with. Like, Rohan is, I just know that Rohan and me, if I walk into a room with a creative problem, I'm not going to walk out without a solution.
Yeah.
With any of these three guys, actually.
Rohan and you go back a long way also, right?
Yeah, dude, the chemistry we have is kind of nuts. Me and Rohan have written everything from award shows to radio shows to television
roast.
To comedy to roast to, you know, now we react to memes. We've done so much stuff together.
Yeah.
And once you go through multiple feedback loops with someone, like, tuning bad jati hai, like,
yeah.
This is why Jatin Lalit always made music together, right? Nadeem Shravan always did stuff together, right? This is why duos and this is why groups. Once you go through feedback loops together, you're just on the same page. Like now when, you know, when me and Rohan are in a writing room or, you know, any of the Airy boys, when if we're in a writing room, we're not laughing, but if someone says a joke, we'll all be like, that'll work.
Yeah.
Like there's just that understanding. Even though we're not laughing, we just know that this will work. Because we've done something similar and we know how it plays out, or we've been through the feedback loop.
Does it require like close personal connection with someone to be able to work with them in a creative space?
You will become closely connected with someone if you do a lot of creative work with them. Yeah, like Akash, who's a founder of One Hand Clap with Naveen, he runs the creative side of One Hand Clap. He used to be the head of AIB social media. Okay. And that was a time where AIB used to make YouTube videos, but then he joined as AIB social media head, and he would output 5 or 6 posts a day, right? So I realized that, oh, I can test if X plus Y equals to what faster with the social media team. So then me and him started bonding. Now he is, you know, runs his own agency, extremely successful, very this thing. He also another person who I can walk into a room with a creative problem and we'll walk out with 4 or 5 different solutions. Devaya is similar. Devaya is a workhorse. There are different types of creative people. Yeah. There's folks who will in a room will not say a lot, like once in an hour, but it's because they're just processing everything and they'll tell you, you know, that's sharpshooters, which is one shot. Devaya is amazing at giving you the whole range. Yeah. Oh, you want this type of thing? Here's 4 ideas in this also. It's a workhorse. Like Devaya is, and he's also
quantum,
he's also the most, like, I can leave my baby with Devaya and I know it will be fine. Like, he's extremely high trust, high integrity. I basically told you all my friends that I effectively work with. I work with all these guys, so.
Well, that's amazing because I think in what you've managed to do is because you create so many different kinds of content, you work in so many different universes that your ability to, like, take expertise from one and bring it into the other is A, seamless because you're curious and B, because there's just so much high quantum stuff you do.
Yeah, and also
a lot frequent, a lot more frequent.
I'm just a piggybacker on all my co-founders. You know, it's become life is so
the
much
superpower,
easier.
Superpower, dude.
When you can just take credit for other people's work, it's just so much better. You know, be it the reaction videos or or the ads. It's made better.
But Tanmay, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending time.
Cheers.
And for disseminating.
Happy to be here, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.